Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Creative Caravan Roadshow. I'm one of your co-hosts, Suzanne Lawrence. I'm here with my other host, Wendy Dewar Hughes. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Suzanne.
How are you?
Oh, I'm great. In spite of the weather, which is cold and rainy and very gray here in southern British Columbia and Canada. How about with you?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's cold, rainy here in Tennessee, too. I know you and I just keep dreaming of going to the beach, getting back to the beach, and we will. So
we will.
What we're going to talk about today with people, maybe get us in a little bit brighter mood, and that is we're going to give people tips for writing an award-winning sweet romance. But before we get into the actual tips, I want to let people know that, you know, contests, writing contests, are something that you should be doing all the time as a writer. So if you go to creativecaravanclub.com with me today as you're listening, and maybe you're already on our mailing list, if you are, then you kind of got this information the other day anyway. But I'm giving you five reasons that you should enter writing contests, okay? So the first reason to enter a contest is focus. I know many writers who say they want to write, but they don't know what they want to write. They don't really know what they want to do, and they just spend a lot of time not writing. Well, if you decide to enter a specific writing contest, you're going to get guidelines for that contest, and you're going to have a deadline. So then you're going to have a specific writing goal with guidelines to follow and a deadline to meet, and that's a great way to train yourself as a writer. Another reason to enter a writing contest is for the prizes. You know, maybe you'll win. And all writing contests have prizes. Many of those include cash. Publication is often one of the prizes. And there are many times other prizes that are of special interest to writers. So if you enter a writing contest and publication is one of those prizes and you have never been published before, you will automatically go from unpublished to published writer when you win that contest. So it's worth entering contests where publication is one of the prizes. Third thing that will do for you when you enter a writing contest, if you win, is it will give you some credibility. Because when you win a contest, now you're no longer just a writer or author. You're now an award-winning writer or an award-winning author. And you can actually add that to your bio or add that to the cover of any of your books that you publish. And this goes a long way in building or increasing your credibility as a writer because everybody takes an award-winning writer more seriously. Also, number four, visibility. When publication is one of the prizes for winning a particular contest and your story is out there in a book or online somewhere, more people are going to start to read your book. So you've just gotten more visibility for your work. And then five is practice. And I think this is really, really important. When you write for contests, you're going to usually have time to write and revise your story several times before the contest deadline. So writing and rewriting your story or your essay or article, whatever is required for the contest, that can make, when you do that and you keep doing it to make your entry the best it can be, then you're going to gain valuable writing practice. So those are just a few of the many reasons. There's all kinds of reasons for entering writing contests, but that's something you should really do if you are an aspiring writer or even a published author. I think you ought to be entering writing contests. Now, with that in mind, we have a contest, Wendy and I do, called the Sweet Summer Love Story Contest. And so we want to help people today learn how to write a sweet romance. And we're going to show you how to do it in five steps. The five steps are: step one is you get started by getting inspiration and ideas. Step two, you're going to learn to research. Step three, you're going to learn about organizing. Step four, you're going to learn how to write your story. And then step five is publishing your story. So, Wendy, why don't you start us off today with this and tell people about step one, getting ideas and inspiration. What does that mean?
Wow, it can be a huge topic because people get creative ideas from all kinds of different places and in different ways. And the first step to writing a sweet romance novel is to read as many sweet romance novels or short stories as you can so that you become familiar with this subgenre of romance. I'm always surprised when people just don't read very much and they still want to be writers, and I kind of think, well, how does that work for you, that you're not studying your genre? So it's really, really important to read what you want to write, to read in that genre, read lots of different authors, and also study what they do. Sometimes it's easy to get caught up in the story and forget to pay attention to how the story is crafted. But these stories will probably also inspire you to write your own sweet romance stories, because there's just lots of ideas out there. You'll also find inspiration from any number of places in your own life. For example, many romance authors get their inspiration just from daily living. I know if I'm the kind of person that if I'm sitting in an airport or waiting in a doctor's office, you look at the people there and just imagine life stories for them just for fun. And when you start doing things like that, it kind of sparks your imagination and helps to sort of fuel that creativity where stories come from. Television is another source of inspiration, because television shows and movies have complete stories in them. So you can do the same thing. You can look for the inspiration. How did these people connect? What was the setting? Those kind of things. And then use that to sort of spark your own ideas. You can read a variety of newspapers and magazines, and you're bound to find some events and people that inspire you to come up with an interesting and unique romance story. And one way to kind of utilize that is when you're reading a story in the newspaper, for example, or online, just ask yourself, what if this fire had two people that happened to meet on the street? Or what if, this event for example, when they profile big things like the Olympics and stuff like that that's in the newspaper, what if? Just ask yourself, what if, and start adding in. So ideas and inspiration are just everywhere. You can start looking at everything from the writer's point of view, and you'll begin to generate some story ideas.
Yeah, that's great. I think one thing, too, that's important to keep in mind is when you're writing for a specific genre or subgenre, you really need to understand the guidelines for that genre, because many times if you're trying to get a story published, especially by a traditional publisher, or you're trying to build readers and they love that subgenre that you're writing for, then they don't want you to go outside of the boundaries of that specific genre. So since we're talking about sweet romance today, I want to tell you just three specific guidelines for sweet romance. And you should follow these if you wish your story to come under this subgenre. And certainly if you hope to enter our Sweet Summer Love writing contest, you need to follow these tips or guidelines. The first one is, a sweet romance is more about the emotional connection between the two main characters, the man and the woman, usually. So a sweet romance should not have any explicit sex. Usually the only physical contact that is described in a sweet romance might be the two main characters holding hands or kissing, but that's pretty much it. Secondly, a sweet romance is the story of two characters, the hero and heroine, as they struggle to be together. And this struggle is the rising action and provides the dramatic tension that keeps readers interested in reading the story. And then third, a sweet romance always ends on a happy note. And this means your two characters finally get together by the end of your story. And Wendy, you just have a little formula, don't you, for the plot line for a sweet romance. What is that?
Yeah, it's actually a handy little thing to remember. There's lots to learn about the craft of writing a whole novel or a short story. And if you're familiar with writing stories at all, you'll have heard the term the story arc. Basically, what happens is the heroine, or usually the heroine, sets off towards a goal, and she runs into problems. And then somewhere along the way, she usually quite early in the story, she meets the hero. And the basic formula, you might say, for a romance such as this is together apart together. So they get together, they get to the point where they realize they want to be together, but there has to be some obstacle that creates conflict that takes them apart that they have to overcome in order to get together finally. Because by that point in the book they or the story, they really realize that they really want to be together, but this obstacle will keep them apart unless they resolve it. And that can be all kinds of things, so I'm not going to go into much detail there. But in the end, they have to come back together, because every romance has to have a happily ever after. And so if you keep that in mind, just together, apart, together, that's the basic formula for writing a romance.
Great. Yeah, that's nice to remember, to even jot that down on a piece of paper while you're writing, so you've always got that in front of you. So here's an assignment for those of you listening, particularly if you're wanting to write a romance for our contest, but maybe you're just wanting to write your first short romance. And I always suggest people start out with short stories rather than try to write a novel your first time out. So here's your assignment. After you've read several short, sweet romance stories, like Wendy suggested, get familiar with the genre, read some stories, I want you to start thinking about two main characters for your own sweet romance. And also, when you think about the characters, think about a setting. That's where the action of the story is going to take place. And then you can start developing a plot for your story. What's going to happen to keep your characters apart, and what will finally pull them together? So maybe you can use that little question that Wendy said, what if? You know, what if this girl and this guy met each other in an airport and blah, blah, blah happened? You know, just make some notes about the characters and your plot ideas. That's as far as you need to get for step one, because next we move on to step two. And step two is researching. So tell us what that means, Wendy.
Researching is really an important part of writing. And, you know, sometimes people say, well, I'm writing a contemporary romance and I know all about the setting, so I don't really need to research. However, the important thing to remember about research is that if you get facts wrong, somebody's going to notice. And that actually hurts your credibility as an author. So even if it's something local, you want to be able to know you get your facts right. So even on the smallest level, you're going to have to research those kind of things. After you've read a variety of sweet romance novels or short stories, you've come up with ideas for characters, settings, and possible storylines, this research step is one that you don't want to ignore. You have to make sure that everything is believable about the characters, about the setting, and for the time period. If you, for example, if you set your sweet romance in a foreign country, you have to know the customs of the country. And if it's in a different time period, like historical or even a future, which, you know, some of that you can make up, but historical things have to be accurate for the time. I'll give you a good example of this. I recently read a historical story, and it was a great story. It was gripping. It kept me up at night. But there was one thing in it that made me say this wouldn't happen. The main character at one point said, "You think?" And it was set in the 1740s, and I thought, I'm pretty sure nobody would say, "You think?" in the 1740s.
Yeah.
It just didn't ring true, and I thought, okay, the author should have been more careful about that, because you have to get those little details right. And when it comes to doing your research, the library is a good starting point for your research, and be sure to use your librarians. These people are super knowledgeable about everything in the library. And you can also use the internet. Just make sure you're using credible sites. But don't shy away from researching, because it can certainly be one of the most fun things, but also it's really an important step. So I would say your assignment on this is you have to decide the location for your romance, and find out all you can about the location by visiting sites. I've done that on some of my novels take place in all over the world. Some of those places I've been and others I haven't, and Google Earth and Street View are a great way to look at the local landscape. And you can Google the name of a city and make notes of the places, but make sure that you really have a good view of that. Do you have anything to add to that, Suzanne?
Yeah, I think even if you're making up a fictional town, if it's in a real state or it's in a real province or it's in a real country, you still need to do a little research to see that the things you're creating in that town would be credible for that state or that province or that country. So don't think just because I'm making up a town, I can put anything in there. It's got to be credible still for that part of the world where it is. So another reason to do your research.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
Yeah. Okay. So we ready for step three?
Step three
is organizing. Yeah. And this is one that I kind of like. It's I think the third step to writing a sweet romance is to collect and organize information you're going to need for your story. And to me, that's just fun to do. And I like to keep things organized because then it's easier for me to work on my story because I don't have to spend time searching for everything I've collected because I am usually working on many projects at a time. And so I've just kept things together. So here's what I do, and I think this could be your assignment for this organizing. And that is when you're getting ready to write a story, set up a project folder. This could be a plain manila folder or a large brown mailing envelope or even just an online folder if you want to do everything online. And this project folder is going to be used to store all your notes and other materials you collect as you're developing your story. And I also find that when I'm writing a story, and I think you do this too, Wendy, it helps me to write about characters and settings if I can actually see these story elements. So to do that, I usually grab a bunch of old magazines and look for pictures of people and places that look somewhat like the people and places I envision in my story. And I cut these out or tear them out of the magazine. I might go online and find some and print them out and put them in my project folder or just put them on my online folder if I don't want to print everything out. But I just keep those there because when it's time to write, I can put these pictures in front of me, either on a bulletin board or just in the file. And as I'm introducing my main characters, I look closely at the magazine pictures I've chosen to represent these people, and then it gives me things to go by so that I can describe the details I see in the pictures. And that way, it's helpful for me to help my readers actually see the characters as clearly as I do. So you'll want to include a variety of sensory images that will make your setting come to life. So look through magazines and online pictures that resemble your setting. And I do this sometimes when I'm creating a character and I envision the house she's going to live in. I'll look through magazines and find a house that I think she would live in, and I clip that out. Then when I'm talking about her house, because, you know, I put it in the action of the story, then it helps those settings come to my life too. So anything else on organization, Wendy?
I think you've covered it really well. I tend to lean more towards organizing things online. And one thing that I do too for as far as settings and is pick some place that I'm already familiar with if I need to, you know, like someone's house, so I can just envision that and use that as a setting or, you know, different things like mm-hmm. that. Go take a picture of it and keep it on my phone or my iPad.
Right, yeah, that's good. There's so much that you can do today with the technology that makes it so much easier for writing, you know, organizing your stuff and actually writing. And that leads us to step four in writing your sweet romance, and that is what I think is the most rewarding part of writing a sweet romance, and that's the actual writing. So tell us a little bit about that, Wendy.
Yes, if you love to write, and most writers love to write, this is the fun part. I mean, I think it's all fun. That's why we do what we do. But once the research for your story has been done and the information you've collected is organized, it's time to start thinking more closely about the characters and the plot for your story. You can choose one of the published romance stories that you've read recently and answer the following questions about it and write down your answers in the story. And this is where kind of studying the genre comes in a little bit as well. So number one would be, how did the author introduce the main character, the heroine or the hero, and set the stage for the story? So you're going to have to answer that for yourself. How am I going to do this? Number two is, what was the conflict that started to propel the story forward? Usually, what is it that she wants that she's going after? Number three, list the complications that started to occur after the conflict was introduced that made the conflict more difficult for the hero and heroine. So remember, as I said earlier, they have to come they get together, but there's some obstacle. So you need to look at what that's going to be. Number four is, how did the author increase dramatic tension in the story to create rising action? So what I usually think of this as, it's a big problem they have to get over. I'm going to really put the thumbscrews on now. Let's make it worse and make it as bad as it can be, because that's what they need to overcome, and it'll also increase the, not only the tension, but their desire to be together. What is the climax of the story, which is the big, big problem right near the end, and how will the story end happily? Those are things, all things that you need to think of in your plot as you're putting the story together. And of course, it occurs in a setting, and you have to fit all this around that. And I'm going to let you tell about the assignment then, Suzanne.
Okay. Yeah, I think if you've done these, taken these first three steps, now the next step in doing this is, after you've taken the time to look through a couple of romance stories and answered these questions, then it starts to click in, you know, how you're going to do these same things in your story. So try to answer these about your own story, even though you haven't written it yet, because your answers are going to help you develop your plot. So next, use your answers to the questions. Start planning each chapter or scene of your story. And you can go back and look on our site, Creative Caravan Club, today, and we've put up a page called Videos. And if you scroll down just a little bit, there's an interview with Debbie Maycomer, and she is talking about how when she's writing a story, she actually plans out every scene or everything according to chapter, so that when she sits down to write, she really knows what she's putting in place. And I tend to do that way too. Many other writers don't, but you might try it and just see if it helps you, because that way then you just keep writing scene by scene until you finish your story. So be sure you watch that video. Okay, so we're ready for step five, and that is publishing. So tell us a little bit about that, Wendy.
I think this is one of the most fabulous times to be an author in all of history, because there are two basic options you have when it comes to publishing your work. You can find a traditional publisher, which has been the kind of the only way for a long time. But because of technology, now authors can become independently published, which means that you can publish yourself. For most writers, it's the best to start out writing short stories and work up to novels, because that way you develop and learn your craft. You can write short stories quickly, as opposed to taking a year or more to write a novel, which is not uncommon. And it will let you practice the steps you've learned in this little e-course that we've been talking about, and that's available through our website when you click on our mailing list. Once you can put together your sweet romance short story fairly easily, you'll be able to tackle a longer story and write a sweet romance novel. As you're writing your short stories, it's fun to self-publish at a site called Wattpad.com, which is free for readers, and that will help you find a following for your work. Now, I don't think we'll go into great depth about publishing today, because it's too big a topic, and we'll probably tackle that on another show. But what's the assignment for this section then, Suzanne?
Well, I think usually if publishing, it would be to write a short story and maybe put it up on Wattpad. But I think right now what it might be is look at our guidelines for our creative, our writing contest, Sweet Summer Love Writing Contest. Start writing your story and then submit to us. You know, let's see if you can write a story that's worthy of publication. So with that in mind, I think we can start giving people some more guidelines in terms of the contest itself. So why don't we go to the site, and if you're listening today with us or the replay of this show, just go to creativecaravanclub.com, and if you click on submit, you're going to see those guidelines for submitting your story. So let's just talk about those guidelines, Wendy. I think that's going to be really good to help people, because, you know, we wanted to help people see what can you do to have the best chance of winning our contest. And I think if you can have the best chance of winning our contest, if you really study and follow the guidelines, don't you?
That's so important. It's, you know, it's if you don't follow the guidelines, and sometimes you're tempted not to because you think, oh, my story is so good, it's just a little bit short of the word count or a little bit over, but they'll love it so much. No, don't go there. Don't do that. Just follow the guidelines, because we will be judging the authors who submit based on the guidelines. That's very important. So I'm just going to run through them quickly. What we're doing with Sweet Summer Love is an anthology of short stories, which will be sweet romance and, as we mentioned before, mild sensuality. Think of your favorite beach reads or summer loves, and this is the type of story that we're looking for. We want stories that will be fun to read at the beach or while lounging on your deck in a warm summer evening. So you need to polish your story to the best of your ability before you submit. Go through it, check for your grammar and everything, and go through it several times. Here's just our guidelines for submission. Your story must be between 5,000 and 12,000 words, and you can get word count on whatever word processing program that you use. It always has that. It must focus on a sweet romance relationship between two main characters, the heroine, who is a real, relatable woman, and the hero, a strong, desirable man, desirable to the heroine and to the reader, of course. The romance should be at the core of the plot. That doesn't mean there's not a plot. There has to be a plot. You must include plenty of emotional and sensual tension between the two main characters, but have no explicit sexual detail. And we, because of the market that we're aiming at to sell the books to, we're saying no premarital sex and infidelity, no violence, no brutality. If things happen off screen, you may want to mention them, but basically the audience doesn't want to know about that. These books are meant to be uplifting, so that's what we're looking for. They take place in an inspirational and interesting setting in North America or anywhere else in the world. Can be rural or urban, present day or long ago, so historicals are fine. It can even be future if that works for you for sweet romance. It must contain no profanity or vulgar language. Must capture the feeling of falling in love. Why a person reads a romance is to capture or recapture the feeling of falling in love. So that's the big draw for that. You want plenty of dialogue and lots of action to move the story forward. And always, 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 you want to have a happy ending because they want to end up together. And if you go to our site and just click on the submit button on creativecaravanclub.com, you can read all the guidelines for yourself. And you can also read what the prizes are. Plus, we have some links there for a couple of sample short stories of the kind we're looking for. So do you have other comments you want to make, Suzanne?
Yeah, I think one tip I would give people if they're really interested in winning our contest is, maybe inject just a little bit of humor in the story. I think sometimes people get so hung up on the tension between the two main characters and the conflict and everything that it's just, it's not as uplifting as it could be. The characters don't have a sense of humor. They get too serious. So when your characters, at least one of them has a sense of humor, I think it can make for, more fun reading and kind of the kind of story we're really looking for. So just keep that in mind. I'm not talking about something that's so funny that we just laugh out loud when we read it, although that would be great if you could pull it off, but just something a little, fun and uplifting to read, not so serious that we're just like, oh my gosh, these two poor people, I don't want to feel so sorry for them. I want to, kind of know what's going to happen. I know happy ending, but just a little light and breezy there. Speaking of prizes, though, let's tell them about the prizes. We've just got a couple of seconds left, but can you kind of go over the prizes, because that's what's so cool about this contest?
We have some fantastic prizes. Not only will the winners get published, and we've got five winners, one of being a grand prize winner, but there's a great publishing and promotional package. And I just want to mention too, we have an early bird deadline of Valentine's Day, isn't that appropriate, where everyone who submits their story before Valentine's Day will go into a draw, and the prize is a Kobo Pocket Reader, which is a little ebook reader. So be sure and get your story written and polished up. And let's face it, a 5,000-word story isn't all that long, so you could do it in a weekend and get it submitted and before Valentine's Day, and you could go into the draw. But do go to the website, to creativecaravanclub.com, and on the front page is all the details about the prizes and about the contest. And you, this is a good one. You don't want to miss it, because there's just, it's such a great boost for your writing career.
Yeah, yeah. Well, listen, we are all out of time. I do want to remind people, though, too, I was hoping to make a little plea for calls here if anybody had any questions. We kind of didn't get to that today because we had so much to tell you. But if you go to creativecaravanclub.com and look at the top where it says contact, if you have a question about the contest or a question about your story, maybe you're stuck, you can't seem to figure out what to do next, just need a little help and, you know, just a comment or maybe something that a suggestion could help you get going again, just fill out the comment form on contact or the contact form there, and we'd be glad to answer your questions. Although we do have a frequently asked question and answers to those questions on the submission submit page, so you'll find that there too. And if you want to kind of follow this little, these five steps again, they are all outlined, just what we've been talking about today, in our free e-course, How to Write a Sweet Romance in 5 Easy Steps. You will find that when you go to creativecaravanclub.com. Just sign up to join the club, and you'll get our creative capers every Saturday and that free course and also a surprise, extra surprise gift. So thanks for listening with us today. Thanks, Wendy, for being with me. It sure is nice when I got somebody here to help me do all this stuff together. It's kind of fun talking. And I hope everybody will get to writing and enter the contest. So we'll see you next week on Creative Caravan. We have another guest next week. I think Brooke Williams will be with us, who is a sweet romance writer. So tune in next week. And until then, start writing your story. Bye for now.
Bye for now.